Today, the Canadian Minister of Health announced plans that could prevent Americans from purchasing lower-cost drugs from Canada. As NPR's Joanne Silberna reports, the minister is going after both wholesale and retail exports.
Millions of Americans are now ordering prescription drugs from Canadian pharmacies. Some local governments in the U.S. have put up internet sites or established buying plans to make it easier for people to order from Canada. Some senators would like to allow American pharmacies to buy wholesale from Canada. But the Food and Drug Administration has issued repeated warnings that the agency can't guarantee the safety of imported drugs. The drug companies don't want Americans getting lower-cost Canadian drugs, and now the Canadian government is trying to limit the practice. Minister of Health Ujjal Dosanjh announced his plans today.
Canada cannot be the drug store for the United States of America. 280 million people can't expect us to supply drugs to them within our pricing regime.
That pricing regime, prices negotiated between the Canadian government and drug companies, results in discounts of 10 to 50% or more over U.S. prices. Dosanjh wants to prohibit bulk wholesale exports to U.S. pharmacies, something that doesn't occur now but could if the U.S. legislation goes through. He's also planning to restrict something that is happening now, the cross-border purchase by individuals. Right now, Canadian doctors sign off on American prescriptions. Dosanjh wants to require that those doctors have a relationship with those patients. That could kill the current retail trade. Minister of Health Dosanjh.
Well, it has never been my intention to kill the industry. It may have an impact, there's no question in my mind, but I want to tell you that is not the intention, and I know that the industry will work with us. We will work with the industry, and I'm sure they will adapt.
Still, Dosanjh was cagey about what changes the pharmacy's American customers would have to make.
A doctor-patient relationship, I assume, is a doctor-patient relationship.
That could require a face-to-face encounter. Dosanjh noted that some professional groups in Canada recommend that. But a face-to-face meeting could be impossible for many Americans. Dosanjh said he'll work out a plan with all the stakeholders. The Canadian pharmacies that do the exporting are trying to figure out how to react to the prospect of a required doctor-patient relationship. David Mackay is a consultant to the industry.
We'll have to wait to see what his proposal is in terms of that relationship. We're concerned that it might be something that, in the end, could be impractical or unreasonable for us to implement. And so for that reason, we're cautious but still prepared to work proactively with the government.
In the meantime, there are American patients, many of them senior citizens, who depend on the Canadian bargains. That's supported by the AARP. Dr. Cora Christian is on the AARP board.
I understand why there may be some concern, because whether or not they have enough medications and drugs for their own population. So it's understandable.
But she says eliminating the Canadian option could hurt Americans.
I think so, for those who really are marginal and cannot afford the drugs.
Nothing is going to happen right away. The rules about wholesale exports have to go through the Canadian House of Commons. The rules on the doctor-patient relationship have to go through the Canadian Cabinet. Both are on vacation through fall. In the meantime, the Canadian pharmacies are hoping for a chance to chat. Again, David Mackay.
We're relieved that nothing immediately seems to be threatening the trade, so Americans can rest assured that when they're ordering from Canada, the drugs still will get through.
Not quite. Eight major pharmaceutical companies have cut off supplies to the pharmacies they believe are exporting drugs to Americans. The result has been delays in filling prescriptions or having to fill them with drugs bought overseas. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.